This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
Been doing our best to post a few interesting stories and pictures on it. Taz and Jim's social media feeds for you this morning. We have the woman who was kicked off a Southwest Airlines flight, Jim, because she was showing too much cleavage.
Mm-hmm.
You can check that out and judge for yourself. Do you think her outfit was appropriate? She's a Playboy model, an Instagram influencer, and she was told that she needed to put on a sweater. She was going to be kicked off the plane. So that's up there. We've got the mattress, a message to Brian. Written on the mattress in the parking lot in London, Ontario. You can see that. And we gotta get this video up on the Taz and Jim social media feeds.
Would you just look at that?
This is crazy, man. A humpback whale nearly swallowed two kayakers in California. They're out for a little kayak.
Yeah,
you know.
Working on my fitness.
With the paddle. That paddle with the two paddles on the end, one on each end. They're doing the kayak thing. And just listen to the audio. A school of fish starts jumping underneath them. And next thing you know, they are literally in the mouth of a humpback whale.
It was so fast. I saw the school of fish come up and the whales push them up. When I saw them surfacing out of the water right in front of our kayak, I thought, oh no, it's going to come up close. I hope it's not too close. And then all of a sudden, it completely lifted up out of the water and I just dumped in the water. It happened so fast.
Oh my goodness.
Luckily, the whale, like, she's right in the whale's mouth.
Yes.
Like, the two jaws are wrapped around the kayak. Luckily, the kayak is lengthways so that the corners stop her from going
straight in,
because if it would have came at a different angle, I don't know how the esophagus of a whale works, but I would assume it could swallow you whole, right?
I think they can swallow a lot. Well, it happened to Pinocchio, right? Jonah.
Oh.
You know, talk to them about what can whales swallow.
Oh, geez.
This would be the year. 2020 is going to be the year that whales get the taste for human meat.
And then there's no turning back.
This is good.
No kayaker will ever be safe again.
No. See you later, swimming in the ocean. Thanks to the lady in California, whales now have a taste for human meat. I love this story about the OPP getting their man, Jim. Some dude was flaunting it in their face. Guy from London, Ontario, facing drug and weapon charges. He was being chased down, yelling, "Catch me if you can."
Oh, geez.
Running away from police. "Catch me if you can." They could, and they did.
I like it. In the article, they go, "Fortunately, the officer, who is an extremely fit individual, apprehended the suspect." I wonder which officer that is. They should have gave him a name check.
Yeah, if you do something bad and you're a police officer, they put your name in the newspaper.
Yeah.
Say it on the news.
If you're the Usain Bolt of the OPP, you should get a shout out.
Totally. Well, you know, my brother-in-law is a police officer, and you wouldn't know it to look at him, but he has got to be one of the fittest guys that I've ever met in my life.
This is the guy who bikes to work.
He bikes to work every day. They sold their second car because he bikes to work every day, even in the middle of winter with one of those fat tire bikes. He gets up every morning at, like, the same time we do. You know, we complain about getting up to come to work and talk and make jokes and be a couple of dum-dums.
Drive to the underground parking.
He gets up by choice to work out in the basement every morning before he rides his bike like 8 kilometers to work.
Wow. That's wild.
And then he rides it home too.
And then he's tackling guys who say, "Catch me if you can." Yeah. Well, this was your cousin or your brother-in-law, wasn't it?
This wasn't my brother-in-law. He's not OPP.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, if you're one of these criminals, you know, you don't want to get too excited about something or be too cocky or confident.
Sure.
Until you know the result.
Yeah, they got that American stereotype of the donut loving cop.
Yeah, they can catch you.
Yeah.
Masks. Masks is the mighty power that can save the day. Yeah, Yeah, what's going on in Elmer, Ontario? It has become a hotbed for the mask debate, Jim.
Mm-hmm. They're having a freedom march on Saturday, and it's ruffled the feathers of the local officials so much they've declared a state of emergency.
Right. And COVID's been bad in Elmer, hasn't it?
I think above average, especially per capita, yeah.
Yeah. So
it's a small town, 7,000 people, I think.
The officials are doing what they can to stop this from happening because they don't want to spread COVID. That's their story. But I've seen these anti-mask protests as I'm driving around lately.
Yeah, the organizers don't say it's not an anti-mask. It's more of like a pro-business. That's why they call it the Freedom March, because it's not necessarily about masks. But I think masks
is a big part
of it. Will
they be wearing masks?
That's a big question. Probably not.
Yeah. Oh, they're not going to like this news, Jim. You know those double-layered masks we've all been wearing like idiots for the past 9 months here?
Sure.
Not enough. According to the Public Health Agency of Canada, you're recommended to wear three-layer masks now.
They just keep adding more masks.
You need another
layer.
On top
of the masks.
Yeah. Public Health Officer Dr. Teresa Tam says that it's an additional recommendation, add another layer of protection.
This is why people have a problem with the masks, I think, because they keep changing their story.
I'm just upset because I've got so many masks at home, and basically they're as valuable as, I don't know, pogs.
Just wear three at a time.
I could double up. Double bag it, as they say.
Double bag it. Put a Lysol wipe in between the second and third layer. Dr. Tam will be happy.
We should all be wearing three-layer masks with filters, which will sound a little something like this. Hey, look at the bright side. It's going to start getting cold in a couple weeks. Our faces are going to be super warm all winter long.
It's true. Getting into my car after work when it's cold, I keep the mask on. You know, people are making fun of people wearing masks when they leave the grocery store or whatever in the car. I leave it on because it's warm until the car warms up now.
Yeah. Hey, look at the positives. Triple layer.
Stone cold crooked. And you know it.
Will you shut up, man?
Listen, who is on your list, Joe?
Keep yapping, man.
The people understand, Joe.
It's the U.S. show. It's the end of the U.S.
It's the 2020 presidential election. Ugh.
Yes, and where are we sitting now with the election? Well, there has been one candidate who has conceded. Kanye West has acknowledged the fact that he is not going to be the next president of the United States, Jim.
So close.
Yeah, 60,000 plus did write his name onto the ballot.
That's pretty good.
Are you kidding me? His name wasn't on the ballot. 60,000 Americans wrote Kanye West, or maybe just Y-E,
yay,
on the ballot to vote for him. But with the two main competitors, this is where we are.
We feel good about where we are. We really do. I'm here to tell you tonight, we believe we're on track to win this election.
There's Joe Biden. Before he went to bed, Sleepy Joe stayed up pretty late last night.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, Donald Trump had this to say at 2 a.m.
We want the law to be used in a proper manner. So we'll be going to the U.S. Supreme Court. We want all voting to stop. We don't want them to find any ballots at 4 o'clock in the morning and add them to the list. Okay? It's a very sad moment. To me, this is a very sad moment. And we will win this. And we, as far as I'm concerned, we already have won it. So I just want to thank you.
Trump had the late night deep breathing going.
There was a lot of nose breathing going on there.
I should be sleeping right now. So, we don't know who's going to be the next president of the United States, although Donald Trump performing much better than many predicted him to at this point. They're still counting ballots. Very stressful, man. Can you imagine being an American right now?
Mm.
You need someone to give you some words of wisdom to help you feel better about yourself. Well, we've got A new star of Twitter, Canadian Fletchy, joining us. Good morning, Canadian Fletchy.
Good morning.
Do you have your tweet in front of you? You tweeted this out and it went viral last night.
Yeah. Hang on. I have to pull it up here. Yeah.
Okay, Canadian Fletchy.
Here it is. Dear America, emotional support Canadians are on standby. If you have not yet received your emotional support Canadian, one will be assigned to you shortly, and with the Canadian flag emoji at the end there.
Yeah, how many retweets did you get on it?
Well, as of right now, at this moment, there are over 17,000 retweets, 8,698 quote tweets, and over 117,000 likes.
So there is a want, there is a need for emotional support Canadians, I guess.
Apparently. Who knew?
Okay, well, since you've offered your services here, Taz and Jim Show has listeners in Pennsylvania. We've got listeners in Michigan, Ohio, upstate New York. So to all those Americans listening, how would you support them? What advice would you give them in this trying time?
Well, first of all, right now, the main advice I give them is to, after last night, is to, nap today, probably, because...
Take a nap. Sleep is important.
If you're like me, you're going to need a bit of a nap today.
Canadian Fletchy's been up all night watching his Twitter numbers just...
It's been something like that. It's been a little bit surreal, to be honest.
Get some sleep, number one. What else would you say to the Americans who need some emotional support from us Canadians?
I would say do not panic. But just in case things do go further south, find somebody to send you large amounts of Canadian tire money that you can shove into your pocket so that when you run for the border, and the border guards stop you, they see the Canadian tire money coming out of your pocket, and they'll be like, oh, no, yes, okay, you're good, go on through.
No need for a passport.
You don't need a passport if you bribe the border people with Canadian tire money.
Well, if you have Canadian tire money...
They assume you're Canadian, I got it. All right, so, bring the virus on up here, okay?
preferably not. I did actually later on in the evening tweet something along the lines of, would now be a bad time to mention that the border's still closed?
I don't think many Canadians are complaining about that right now.
We're not complaining at all. I mean, I think it was more directed towards Americans who may have caught on to the idea of the emotional support Canadian there.
Did you get any negative feedback from your offer of being an emotional support Canadian to Americans who are going through their election woes?
I did get one really bizarre tweet, and somebody commented that it was past my bedtime or something like that. I really don't know what that's all about. Okay.
As far as negative tweets go, that one's not that bad.
This might be the most positive tweet thread of all time.
They made a comment about my appearance that as Twitter trolls sometimes tend to.
Why bother? What is wrong with people?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not like you signaled out one side or the other. You said any American who needs an emotional support Canadian, you're there for them.
I might be a little bit big, but sorry, I used my money to buy food and not crystal meth or whatever.
Oh,
now he's coming hard.
This is the opposite of emotionally supporting Americans.
Emotionally devastating Canadian here.
That may be a little bit lashing out. Sorry about that.
Well, you did very well last night. According to my computer, you got 25,000 plus retweets and over 117,000 likes. Emotional support Canadians are on standby. If you have not yet received your emotional support Canadian, one will be assigned to you shortly. Presidential election results not finalized in the United States right now, but there is something we can tell you. On some of the ballots, they were asking about marijuana and whether or not it should be legalized. Congratulations to Arizona, New Jersey, and South Dakota. They have all voted to legalize marijuana in those states. And it's something we did here in the Great White North a couple years back. So we thought we'd deliver a special message here from Canada to the states that just legalized marijuana.
Hey. Hey there, new and Latin states of America, Canada here. Welcome to the marijuana party. Montana, Arizona, South Dakota, New Jersey, all legalizing it. Or should I say, Bongtana, Aristona, South Desmoka, and New Herbsy. All right. Come on in, come on in. Hey, what took you so long? I assume you guys have been smoking weed for years. I mean, all your cereals look like they were designed by a stoned high school student. You and Liberia are the only two countries left not using the metric system. And Kanye West just got third place in your presidential race. How have you not been high this whole time? But come on in, come on. Hey, New Jersey, you're cool, but I'm going to have to ask you to leave the cocaine at the door. Okay, this is a weed party. We'll have to wait a few more years when Justin Trudeau's kid and Donald Trump Jr. become leaders of our great countries for that to happen, all right? But forget about politics right now. Forget the drama. Let's smoke a joint, America, and everything will be all right, all right, all right.
Boy, Canada sounds a lot like Matthew McConaughey.
Nah.
Did you hear it, Jim?
Weird. I think that was Ben Mulrooney.
Technology, there's so many ways to get a message to somebody now. You can do a text message, you can email, you can tweet it, you can post it on your Instagram.
Snapchat,
and a good old-fashioned telephone call. You can FaceTime, you can write a message on a stained mattress and throw it into the parking lot of a bar and restaurant. Apparently, this is a new form of communication to me.
But, it's a new post-it note.
But on Reddit, we saw a picture of this mattress in the parking lot of in between Joe Cool's and Toboggan Restaurant in downtown London, Ontario. And somebody has written a message on the mattress. Jim, what does it say?
I'm not made for your convenience. And then a drawing of a middle finger.
Right.
F you, Brian. Every dog gets their day, even when you're a B word. I don't know if I can say that. Yeah, yeah.
Every dog gets their day, even when you're a B.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm not made for your convenience. Now, it sounds like
a jilted lover.
Exactly. I have to also acknowledge how good of a drawing that finger, the middle finger, is. There's like creases on the knuckles and stuff. It's very well done.
The penmanship is nice.
Yes. Three different types of font. There's a little cursive, some bold, and some just Arial, looks like.
Took their time with it. I hate to tell you, I was in that parking lot on Saturday, and that mattress was there already, and there was no writing on it. When I saw the mattress, it looked like somebody had taken the mattress out of the garbage, put it under there, and had been sleeping on it.
So this is like a viral attempt to get attention or something?
I think so, unless somebody put the mattress there and was so angry they came back and wrote the message on it.
That's not enough.
For when Brian eventually finds it.
Yeah, because unless Brian works at one of these places and is a bartender, maybe a security guard,
yeah.
What's it doing there?
Uh-huh.
Wait, you didn't tell somebody your name was Brian that night, did you, Taz?
No, it was in the middle of the day.
Oh, okay.
I was at the convenience store.
Yeah, likely story.
No, I was. Dude, don't get me in trouble with my wife. I don't want a Taz mattress in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Told me you were at the convenience store.
For 4 hours. I don't know. There's a lot of students around that area. You know,
sure.
They live around that area and they party around that area.
Hey, maybe I didn't look close enough when I saw the mattress in the parking lot. Maybe The message to Brian was already written on it.
Maybe it was flipped over. Maybe somebody took this on Friday, and then on Saturday somebody flipped it over.
Could have been the other side. I don't understand why the mattress was there for so long.
Huh.
Well, nobody wants to touch a used mattress.
No, it's a cesspool.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, Brian, if you are listening and you want to call and get your side of the story out there without scrawling it on a piece of furniture and throwing it in a back alley somewhere, our number is 1-833-829-6546. That's 1-833-TAZ-AND-JIM. We're looking for you, Brian.
We've also cleaned your mattress from Daisy Cleaners, and they'll offer it back to you.
What day is it, Jim Kelly?
Officially, Wednesday.
What do you mean officially? It's either Wednesday or it's not.
I know. I 100% thought it was Thursday this morning because time has no meaning in 2020. I don't know what it was, but I just put on a post this morning. Hey, happy Thursday from Taz and Jim.
Yeah, Jim just wrote happy Thursday on our social media accounts. So if you woke up and saw that and got all excited thinking we are closer to the weekend, apologies. Apologies. Has it been corrected?
It has, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yikes. I honestly thought tomorrow was Friday. Getting ahead of myself here.
You don't know what's going on. You think it has anything to do with the fact that you're back on the sauce and the marijuana?
No, I'm going to blame daylight savings time.
Yeah, you got one of those looks, Jim.
What?
That you people must think you're high all the time when you're not.
Even last month?
Yeah. You got
sober
one.
October,
you
I got still? One.
You look like a high guy.
What? No way.
Totally. Your eyes are a little bit droopy.
What?
You kind of.
Insulting.
I think it's because you need to wear glasses and you don't.
I have contacts in.
Do you?
Yeah.
Your eyes are always kind of half.
I have two lazy eyes. Okay, just say it.
Do you really?
No, but one kind of half lazy sometimes.
Yeah, I think I when I was younger I used to get it all the time. People would think I was high when I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with it. You can be very successful if you have one of those faces that always looks high. Just ask Cody Bellinger from the Dodgers, first baseman. A meme was going around of his head during one of the World Series games, and he looks stoned AF, just kind of staring off into space, deep in his own thoughts. And Jimmy Kimmel asked him about it because this meme's going around. Everyone's saying that he was high during the World Series. This is what Cody had to say.
Hey, Cody, do people tell you you're high all the time? You look like you're high? You get that? Have you been getting that your whole life?
I am not high during the games, okay?
Cody, why are you doing this then?
Look at me in the World Series. You look at me in the League World Series at 12 years old, I look faded. I was not smoking when I was 12 either. I'm not high. That's just how my face looks.
Cody, I get this.
Yeah, Kimmel says he gets the same thing all the time. He does kind of have one of those high faces, Kimmel. And he's a little laid back, you know?
Yeah, sure. You know, Pete Davidson always is one of those famous guys who always looks high.
I think he's actually high all the time, though.
Yeah.
You got high face.
I'm looking at myself in the FaceTime here. Maybe I do. I got bags, bro.
You also get up really early. Again, when I was in high school, I'd get accused all the time of being high, and I wasn't. I was just a dopey kid.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing because then people never know if you're actually high.
True. And it's better to keep their expectations low and exceed them.
Yes.
Like, this guy's he's not productive for a normal human, but for a stoner, he's doing all right.
Who's that?
Me.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Cody. I'm like, dude, he just won the World Series.
No, I'm talking about myself.
He's very productive. Yeah, it's like Mark Ruffalo says in the Avengers movie. You know what my secret is? I'm always angry.
I'm always stoned.
People think you're stoned all the time. They're going to be pleasantly surprised when you get anything done. Jim, let's hear it. It is time. People who don't know the context of that are like, what was that? Play it again. A couple of weeks ago, Jim's girlfriend, Sarah, recorded him making those weird noises while he was sleeping. We thought, let's make a contest out of it. We've called it Taz and Jim's Night Noises. We've teamed up with Sleep Country Canada. And we're giving away Sleep Country sleep sets, contour pillows, Egyptian cotton pillowcases. You get the sheets for your bed as well. All you got to do is record your partner, your significant other, making weird noises while they sleep. And there seems to be no shortage here, Jim. Who do we have making noises today?
This one breaks the mold a little bit because our last two winners were just obnoxiously loud snorers. Very terrible. But this stuff, the gibberish talking, I think is what I like. Yeah. Let's listen here. This is from Chris Keller. It's his wife. And let's try to figure out what she's saying here.
What's that?
Lay down with the sweatshirt. Because they're too big. Oh, what is it for? You lay down with the sweatshirts.
Well, why with the sweatshirts? Why not lay down with t-shirts?
What? Sweatshirts. They want you to lay down with the sweatshirts.
What's the big deal about the sweatshirts?
Something about sweatshirts? She's very concerned about the sweatshirts.
They're too big, so they have to lay down with the sweatshirt?
Because they're too big. You lay down with the sweatshirts.
Lay down with the sweatshirts. She's trying to tell us something. What is it? Gotta lay down with the sweatshirts. What does it mean?
Sweatshirts. Because they're too big.
I don't. He sent a write-up along with the audio file here. Says this is a bi-weekly event that I find hilarious. During these episodes, she sometimes lets me know that we need to hurry up and go play tennis. I've never played tennis before. Sometimes she talks shop, but this time she's trying to tell me I need to lay down on some sweaters. She's going to be mad I sent you this, but I want that sleep set from Sleep Country.
Yeah, lay down on the sweatshirts.
With the sweatshirt. Because they're too big.
Wasn't that a hard rock song, Jim? Lay down with the sweatshirts? I'm going to lay down with the sweatshirts.
Down with the sickness?
Oh, down with the sickness. I thought it was lay down with the sweatshirt.
Down with the sweatshirts.
Lay down with the sweatshirts. Congratulations, you two lovebirds. We don't have any sweatshirts for you, but a sleep set from our friends at Sleep Country coming your way. If you have some night noises you would like to submit, contest runs until Friday here. You can find all the details online at y108.ca or fm96.com. Almost had a fire at the Taj Mahal last night, Jim.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So yesterday, National Sandwich Day, we were talking.
Oh, no.
We were talking with listeners about sandwiches for a good 45 minutes.
People love sandwiches.
Early in the morning, the phone would not stop ringing. Everyone wanted to share their favorite sandwich recipes with us. And some guy called in and he said, the best is a prime rib sandwich on a nice bun with some horseradish. And I thought, that does sound good. So, knowing I had a prime rib in the freezer at home, prime ribbers were on sale at Loblaws last week, and I picked up a couple of them. So I decided to pull it out and cook a prime rib for dinner last night. It was standing up. It was just a small one. So it was standing up when we put it in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize it fell over, so half of the prime rib was hanging off the side of the pan.
Oh, geez.
And all the juice was dripping down into the bottom of the oven. And I opened it. Luckily, we were going to put some potatoes in the bottom of the pan. So I opened the oven, and when I did, I just got blasted with smoke.
Jeez.
It really makes you realize, like, if there was a fire in your house, the amount of smoke that would be in there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The smoke damage is the worst part of it, usually.
Yeah. Like, just a little bit of grease drippings. And the entire house was filled. Fire alarm went off. Kids started screaming and freaking out. They're like, nothing's wrong. Don't worry. We'll fix this.
How do you turn off your fire alarm? Is it, do you just wave the broom, or can you reach the button with the broom handle?
I'm more of a helicopter, a dish towel kind of guy.
Yeah, that's a good one too, yeah.
Open all the doors and windows and then just stand there like you're at an NFL game.
Yeah, the terrible towels.
Yeah, go Steelers! Yeah, we got it done. We had a nice little prime ribber last night.
The falling over didn't affect the taste of it at all?
No, it didn't fall out. It was still in the pan.
Like, just it was leaning over.
The meat was fine. Yeah, okay. It was just dripping the juice onto the bottom of the thing.
Yeah. Close call, man.
Yeah, that's why they say don't cook when you're drunk, right? Drunk cooking is a major cause of fires.
Oh, no doubt. So you were a little drunk last night?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, because most people were watching the election. I wouldn't blame you.
If I had been drunk, things could have been a lot worse. Those potatoes really saved us. How about this woman, a Playboy model traveling with her 7-year-old son, claims she was discriminated against and humiliated. She was kicked off a Southwest Airlines flight last week because, well, she had her mask on, but the officials on the plane thought her outfit was a little too revealing. Now, can we pull that up, Jim? I think we need to see a picture of this outfit.
There she is.
Nice leopard print. Her is that a jumpsuit or is it a one piece?
Yeah, it looks like a onesie.
It matches her mask. She's got the leopard print on the mask and on the outfit. There's a little bit of cleavage showing there.
I've never seen more cleavage. Not saying it should kick her off a flight by any means, but that is the most cleavage I've ever seen, possibly.
Ample cleavage for sure.
I will also like to point out that her face mask isn't covering her nose.
It may have slipped down a little bit.
It's a useless face mask.
Her son was with her on the flight. 7-year-old son, right? So,
yeah.
Her son is used to seeing this. Some people on the plane obviously weren't. The flight attendant came over to the woman, said, "You need to put a sweater on top of that outfit." She said, "Well, I spend tons of money on Southwest flights every year. This is ridiculous. I've never been treated like this. They threatened to remove me off the plane if I didn't change my clothes. I was humiliated, embarrassed, and highly offended." She wants a public apology from Southwest. They have not commented.
I personally don't care what she wears on the flight. It's crazy. It's crazy when you see it. But at what point is she just looking for viral attention? You know what I mean? Like, this almost seems like, you know, somebody's going to say something.
Careful, Jim. Yeah. I would assume some wives on the plane wouldn't be too pleased with their husband's eyes wandering. They sat her at the very front of the plane, so maybe this is her strategy to get upgraded.
Maybe.
Because they didn't want anyone looking at her if she was in the middle of the plane or at the back of the plane. She'd have to walk past everybody.
Yeah.
So they did upgrade her to the very front of the plane.
The problem is everybody took 12 P's. Every man on the flight in a 3-hour flight took 12 to 15 P's.
Well, they were out of tissues in the wash.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Whatever. Like you say, I could care less, but obviously somebody cares.
We'll tweet it. You be the judge.
Yeah.
At Chaz and Jim on Twitter.
And we'll put it on the Facebook page as well. If you want to go to the Facebook page, you can see the outfit and you can judge for yourself. We don't have an issue with it. Somebody had an issue with it. And now this woman wants an apology. There has to be, the line has to be somewhere, right? At some point, you know, can you just wear pasties on an airplane?
I don't know. This is toeing the line for sure, though.
She had to cut the fabric out of the top to make the mask.
that's how it worked. Yeah, it looks
like
it.
That was the issue.
Thank you very much for checking out the Taz and Jim podcast. If you want to listen to us the old-fashioned way, live on the radio, you can do that on FM 96 in London or Y108 in Hamilton, weekday mornings from 5:30 until 9:30. Or subscribe, keep downloading the podcasts, and we'll keep talking.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.